So, for example, if you were working in the tobacco fields, the slave quarters, those houses would be set up fairly close to those fields, so you could get to and from work fairly easily. But if you were an enslaved person who worked in the house, perhaps as a maid or as a cook or as a butler type figure in the house, then you would live somewhere fairly close to the house so that you could be at the beck and call of the planter at all times. And in fact, we've got evidence that some enslaved people actually slept in the main house. Some of the personal servants actually would sleep out in the hall so that if the slave owner needed them in the middle of the night, they could just call out and they would be there.